Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're 90 minutes away from the Texans hitting the practice field. Will Matt Khalil be there? Who knows? What's wrong with Matt Khalil? There's been a lot of speculation. Is he injured? Is he resting? Bill O'Brien yesterday when asked that question.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
What if he really did get asked 50 times? I know we know B.O.B. is just exaggerating for effect there, but 50 questions? Be a lot.
It would be a lot. There's another side to this. We've talked about it, it'll be continued to be talked about. Even though it's not his favorite thing in the world, he will continue to be talked about, Khalil will. You know, he's talked about other injuries this camp. He's literally talked about the actual injuries in this camp for other players.
No, he has.
That's just another twist to this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean,
why is this one different? Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. I mean, he was talking.
He said coach's discretion. That's what he told you right there.
Right.
I mean, that's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he is telling the truth there.
Well, it is his discretion.
I mean, neither one of us think Matt Khalil's hurt, right?
I mean, he's talking about QT.
That was obvious, though.
Well, I understand
he got carted
that,
off.
But this one was not obvious. Wouldn't that lend you to believe that the coach would have his back a little more?
But I don't think he's hurt.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's hurt. And there's something that
about
he
Nick
doesn't
Martin.
Want us to know. Nick Martin, he wasn't on the field, you know?
Yeah.
But neither is Matt Khalil. But it'll be interesting. If he goes out there, I'll be more surprised if he's out there than I am if he's not. I'll put it that way.
Yes.
I'll be a little bit more surprised if he is out there. Because I don't think Matt Khalil's hurt. But Bill O'Brien says it's a coach's decision. Which I guess you just got to take him for his word on that one. Bill O'Brien on Duke Johnson. He was on the practice field yesterday. The first practice that Duke Johnson has had with the Texans since they acquired him for a third-round pick from the Browns. Here is B.O.B. on the Duke.
It's great to have him out here. He's a good addition to the team, good in the passing game, good runner, had some good plays today. Good to have him out there.
He's going to have something, man. Duke Johnson's got something.
I agree.
He's got something.
We were both all real excited when they acquired him.
I don't like him wearing 27, though.
Just because.
It doesn't look good on him. It's just not. That's not. I think once they make cuts, Duke might need to change his number. I don't like him in 27.
That's happened before.
Yeah, I want to see him, you know, change that up a little bit. I think he can do better in 27. I think it was the only one that's available. Duke's got to be like a 21. He can't get 21 because.
Who's 22? That looks like a fast.
That's Aaron
number.
Colvin.
Well,
will 22 be available, OG? Will 22 be available?
How about Aaron Colvin going up to, I'll sell you my jersey. He's like, nah, I'll wait.
What about the Jamokes?
I'll wait till September.
You want to talk about unnecessarily stirring the pot? And this guy's a friend of the show, but we criticized him as much as anybody after his poor practices. What about the Jamokes acting like it was disrespectful for the Texans to give Duke Johnson 27 after they cut Deontay Foreman? Like it was Arian Foster or something like that.
Disrespectful to who?
I don't know. Speaking of Deontay Foreman, by the way.
Poor Deontay.
Poor Deontay. Going to miss the entire season with an injured arm. I believe
it was a pec, wasn't it?
He tore his tricep. He's placed on IR. This means that Deontay Foreman, in the first 3 years in his career, he's going to miss 37 of 48 games. It's possible his career's over. I mean,
well, if it is, at least
NFL
he's getting paid
career.
This year.
Yeah, at least he's getting paid. But, I mean, two season-ending injuries, and we know how the running back shelf life is. That's tough for Deontay Foreman. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, you know, just how much the young man's been through in the last few weeks. I mean,
right.
As early as, what, 4 weeks ago, he was hoping that maybe he would be able to split time with Lamar Miller. He had these high hopes. He was coming into training camp. Boom, gets cut. Boom, gets to go to the Colts. You feel happy that you're going to the Colts behind the offensive line. And then boom, I'm doing John Madden right now. Boom, torn tricep. And boom, IR again. My goodness. I will say this, though, for Deontay. And this is my advice to him. I know he's got a dad. I know he's got a mom. But this is my advice to Deontay Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're injured. I know that you, like, don't have to technically be in Indianapolis all the time. But stay there. Stay in Indianapolis.
That's a good point.
Train.
That's really good advice.
Stay in their facility. Learn as much as you can from Andrew Luck and all these other guys.
Come spend a week down here if you must.
If you need to come down here, that's fine. But stay out of Houston as often as you can and stay in Indianapolis.
That's really good advice.
You got to get out of your hometown. So I know it's comfortable for you, but you need to be uncomfortable. You need to stay in Indianapolis, Deontay, if you want any hope for your career to last. Because let's be honest, he himself, his father, both said that maybe getting out of Houston would be a good thing. And that was when he was healthy and trying to make a team.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be here when you need to rehab and be with your squad. Stay with your squad. Let the Colts coaches see you working hard. And maybe, just maybe, you can get your NFL career started.
No, that's really, really good advice.
Vincent Smith. We gave him a rose yesterday. We said he is going to make the Texans roster. He joined the show, and we asked him about his goals in 2019. This dude's got some lofty goals.
You know, make the 53-man roster. I'm shooting the get around 40 to 50 yards receiving a game, start on a couple of special teams and contribute to a winning team. You know, I think everybody wants to win the Super Bowl, so that's the team's goal.
For him,
if he gets 40, 50 yards a game, congratulations to you.
If he gets 40 or 50 catches in the season, 40, 50 yards a game, boy, how are you going to stop this offense? Because, you know,
well,
DeAndre's going to get his.
Well, let's put it this way, John. That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Why is that?
Because if he gets 40, 50 catches, that could mean that other receivers were hurt.
Well, what I'm assuming health.
Okay.
I'm assuming health. If that happens, you're talking about a juggernaut. I mean, you know, offensively.
He's a good young man.
Dude, look at the story.
He's a good young man.
Limestone College.
Only guy to make it from his college.
Yeah.
Limestone College. Is he well-spoken, Figgy?
Are we doing that?
Race car! I guess he is. What is today? What did you say today was? It's what, Wednesday?
Well-spoken Wednesday.
Well-spoken Wednesday, really.
I love that. This is from our discussion last week when I went on a mini rant about how much I hate the term well-spoken. And then we had...
Texts.
Texts. We had Matt Jarecki join us and defend himself. And so we had a nice discussion off-air with Wade Smith about it. So we should do a well-spoken
Okay. I like this.
That was well-spoken, Figgy?
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page.
Mm-hmm.
Love and condition on a grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Wait for it, Lopez. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these
God,
gentle
you cannot
walls.
Sing a lick.
Because all I'd see is a tower of dreams. Real love bursting out everything. I don't want to ruin this. It's the bigger love of the family. Hit the piano. Now, I can't sing, but I was holding back there.
You're a better rapper.
Because I did what all white guys do.
And that is?
You don't know the words to the whole song.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So as soon as you get in a rhythm, you kind of take it off a little bit. That's how every white person sings like a rap song. Like you have it down, and then all of a sudden you don't know the words, so you get a little bit like less volume. You know it's true, Figgy.
Everybody does it. You start singing, and then you go...
Yeah, exactly. and then you have to kind of tone off. That is a white boy thing. No stereotype needed.
So what do we do on Well Spoken Wednesday? What is the process here?
I don't know. Stanford Route comes in.
I think 713-572-4610.
What do we got to do on Well Spoken Wednesday?
Well Spoken Wednesday. I don't want to put this in a bad way.
Let's put it how you want to put it.
Let's get some callers.
Okay.
And by callers...
Are we going brothers only?
Hold on. I want to take rapid fire calls here. Rapid fire opinion on what's going on...
With the Texans. Brothers only.
But you have to be, quote, well-spoken.
Okay, so brothers only, basically.
Pretty much. And so by, let me put it this way. As I asked Jarecki, in the history of the world, how many white athletes have been called well-spoken?
Zero.
So, I don't know. He's just, he's a well-spoken guy. He talks like a productive member of society.
Oh, that's the worst. Productive member. Okay, so we want only
brothers and sisters.
Quote, well-spoken people to call 713-572-4610, and you have to be a productive member of society.
713-572-4610. The lines are open, brothers only, brothers and sisters only on a well-spoken Wednesday. Shout out, sponsored by the Matthew Jarecki Show, 9 to 11 here on Sports Radio 610.
He's going
to
kill us.
Astros versus Tigers last night. Aaron Sanchez allows a leadoff bomb, but in the top of the first, George Springer and Jose Altuve return the favor. 8 bags, Mr. Bellhop.
That one deep to right field and gone. A leadoff home run for George Springer. He does it again. Now Altuve to right field. Did they do it back to back? It's 2-1, Houston.
On Dollar Hot Dog Night, they put some mustard on it.
Did you hear Blom's dad joke yesterday?
No, but I saw your tweet.
He said, on Dollar Hot Dog Night, they start the game with 2 Oppo Tacos. LeBron said it was Oppo Taco Tuesday.
Hey, he heard us, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't do it yesterday.
He hasn't been doing it.
Yeah.
Last 2 Tuesdays.
You got LeBron off the Tuesday.
I got in his head.
Yeah, well, good for you.
On a well-spoken Wednesday.
By the way, May 2017, the last time the Stros led off the game with back-to-back bombs, Brantley adds a 2-run double in the second. Sanchez would only last 2 2/3. He's on the injured list after the game. Brad Peacock makes his return, and the Stros win 6-3. They are just 2 games back of the Yankees for the best record in the American League and the best record in baseball. They'll be back at it again tonight without Carlos Correa, who, according to AJ Hinch, is destined for the injured list.
He had a battery test today. Saw a couple of doctors. He's doing a little bit better. He's not doing well enough to play, and I'm not optimistic that he's going to be able to avoid the IL. We'll make that determination tonight and into tomorrow.
I'm not optimistic at all.
What do you mean? You don't think he's going to be there for the stretch, or you just think he's going to be out more than 10 days?
Both. I think he's going to be there for the stretch. I just don't think you can count on Carlos Correa at this point. And I don't know if it's going to be 10 days or not. From the moment it happened, what do you have? 1 at bat. They pulled him out. He had been struggling in the 2 previous games. He's had back issues now 3 consecutive years. How can he be counted upon? You know, until he proves it.
I don't think he can. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can. By the way, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in on a well-spoken Wednesday, there's been some people calling, but y'all don't quite fit the criteria for what we're trying to go with. So, I mean, you can figure that out for me, but y'all don't fit the criteria. This is a headline, and I know you covered this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to speak on my own behalf here. I wasn't too surprised by this headline, just based on people that I've talked to. But I want the OG John Lopez, who covered him, to tell me if he was surprised. The headline is the following. Ex-Astro Octavio Dotel has been arrested in the Dominican Republic on a drug ring. Authorities in the Dominican Republic arrested the former MLB pitcher, former Astro, and cited ex-infielder Luis Castillo for their alleged links to a drug trafficking and money laundering ring, officials said Tuesday. 18 other people are linked to this network, according to the prosecutor. The Dominican officials say 1,050 kilograms shipment of drugs heading to South America from South America to Puerto Rico was one of several seizures attributed to this ring. John Lopez, on a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you to hear that Octavio Dotel was busted in a drug ring?
I mean, it should be like a
putting you in a weird spot.
No,
I
you
will
are,
admit.
You are, but it should be like a 10. I should be absolutely shocked. Every time I dealt with him, he was fine, but you never know. Everyone has gremlins. Everyone, and by the way, in that country, in the DR, man, the bad guys have tentacles everywhere, into every business, every person of note, you know. And so I'll say 7.5 at the most.
7.5.
Yeah.
Okay. How shocked were you when Robert Kraft was caught in a hole-in-the-wall massage parlor.
9.5
You were that shocked?
Yeah.
I was a 1
Really?
He's creepy, man. Yeah. Creepy guy. Mm-hmm. Very creepy guy to me. Just my opinion. Mario Williams, the most polarizing draft selection in Houston Texans history. He was arrested for trespassing on Tuesday after an incident at a woman's home in Houston. It's been discovered that that woman, apparently his baby mama, the 34-year-old defensive end who hasn't played in the NFL since 2016, was allegedly inside the home without permission. Sources connected to the incident tell TMZ Williams broke into the home and began yelling at the woman who lives there. The woman was extremely emotional and screamed at him to get out. Cops were called to the scene and Williams was arrested and taken to a nearby jail where he was booked for trespassing. His bond was set at $1 Benjamin, $100.
That says something right there. The fact that the bond was $100, again, speculating.
Baby mama drama.
This is a relationship gone bad.
Baby mama drama.
This is a relationship gone bad. By the way, he had a key. They say he broke in. You know, and I know that's still breaking in if you're not welcome, if you're not living there anymore. I don't know. You know, we'll find out. It kind of just feels more sad than anything. Clearly, this is just a relationship that's gone off the rails.
Yeah, it's baby mama drama. 713-572-4610. Madison, you're on Well Spoken Wednesday. Tell me something.
Well, you know, I'm around here in D.C. advocating for Trent Williams. I'm out here wearing a released Trent Williams t-shirt out here, so I'm trying to do my best and bring him to the team, y'all.
All right.
All right, we got guys, we got loopholes in D.C. Shout out to Madison. We appreciate you. That was presented very well. You sound like, my friend, a productive member of society. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're on Well Spoken Wednesday.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, man?
Tell us.
Hey, I was the guy who texted in about Matt Jarecki.
You started this.
You started this.
Can I add two more things to the list?
Add whatever you want.
Baby mama, which is only used for black athletes. Case in point, Mario Williams.
This is kind of true. I'm kind of guilty of that one. You got me on that one. And I did it. Yeah, I did.
And the second and last one is, by all accounts, he seems like a good guy. Because it's only used by black athletes.
That's a good. That's another good point.
By most accounts, that's kind of true.
What about dual threat quarterback?
They say that about white guys. They say that about Manziel.
They do now.
I want deceptive speed gone.
Yeah.
I want deceptive speed gone for the white guys. For the honkies, that stereotype, deceptive speed. Jordy Nelson had deceptive speed for a decade. He's not as fast as he looks. I don't know what it is, but that Jordy Nelson, I'll tell you what, he's got some deceptive speed, you know? That's got to stop. Lunch pail guy, can we get rid of that for the white guys?
God.
Has there ever been? Because you yourself said, John, this is your quote. You said no one has ever said that white guy's really well-spoken. No one said that.
Right.
No one has ever said that black guy is a real lunch pail guy.
I disagree. I think I've heard it a few times. Who? I can't give you an example. But I'm sure I've heard that. Maybe you have not.
It's always like a Colin Gillespie who's a lunch pail guy.
Figgy's a lunch pail guy.
Figgy is not a lunch pail guy. Is Figgy a lunch pail guy?
Why is that?
You bring it every day.
I just don't think he's a lunch pail guy.
He works hard.
No, he works hard.
He punches the clock.
Yeah, but they just say works hard. They don't say lunch pail. Lunch pail. Now, Brian McDonald might be a lunch pail guy, the afternoon show producer, but Figgy Fig, hardest working guy on that side of the glass, but I've never heard him as described as a lunch pail guy ever.
I've heard more white guys in the term baby mamas lately. I think it's crossed over.
Man, I feel like boxing used to have the most racially insensitive stereotypes in the world.
That Mexican can really take a punch.
Floyd Mayweather said that after his first fight.
They talk about Mexican.
Floyd Mayweather straight up said that after his first fight. I was watching Floyd Mayweather's greatest fights. He won his first fight to a Mexican dude, and they were asking him about how hard it was, and he goes, "Man, he really could take a punch." He's like, "Those Mexicans have glass jaws," and I was like, looking around, and it was just like a normal thing. That is 100% correct. Landry Locker, John Lopez, in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We're an hour away from the Texans hitting the practice field. Will Bill O'Brien be asked that one question? And speaking of that one question, what is the question in your everyday life that you're tired of being asked? 713-572-4610. Lunchtime on In the Loop next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.